USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will invoke emergency measures for the first time to give his Liberal government extraordinary powers in trying to end demonstrations against COVID-19 vaccine mandates that have paralyzed the capital, Ottawa, and continue to block some cross-border traffic. Trucker Mike Johnson is part of the protest.
I'm not going anywhere. Whatever, I made some phone calls and I rearranged my life, and me and most of these other men here and some women too, we're resolved, man. We're not going anywhere.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, the northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan are expected to see snow. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
A Florida medical examiner is confirming Brian Laundrie killed himself. That comes nearly 4 months after his remains were found in a Southwest Florida nature preserve. An autopsy report released by the Sarasota County Medical Examiner concludes Laundrie died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left side of his head. The 23-year-old's remains were discovered in a park near a dry bag containing personal items, including a notebook. Also found nearby was a revolver containing two live rounds and one spent round of ammunition. The FBI announced last month that Laundrie took responsibility in the notebook for killing his fiancée, Gabby Petito, whose remains were found weeks earlier in Wyoming. The Daytona International Speedway will have a sold-out crowd this weekend for the Daytona 500. Events are running Tuesday through Saturday, with the Daytona 500 taking place Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Tensions remain high on the border of Ukraine and Russia.
In an update to the tensions going on between Russia and Ukraine, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States military is ready if Vladimir Putin decides to invade the Ukraine.
Our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go. We continue to see him advance his readiness and improve his capabilities and provide himself more options should he decide to take military action in Ukraine.
The Russian buildup continues with over 130,000 troops stationed at the three borders to Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Super Bowl 56 featured a slew of commercials. Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd walked down memory lane while pushing Lay's potato chips. In an ad for BMW, Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Zeus retired to Palm Springs with his wife Salma Hayek. The average price for a 30-second ad for Sunday's game was about $6.5 million. Host of the On Brand with Donnie Deutsch podcast, Donnie Deutsch, says two industries dominated Sunday night.
The QR code ad for Coinbase, which was basically just the code moving around the screen. This was kind of a coming of age, and also for electric vehicles. I think those were the two big moves where we're going society, from a society point of view, was crypto and electric vehicles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.